6 months with 2719 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Student Network. We have an excellent guest with us this evening. Morning, I should say, John McKernan. But before we get to John, I certainly wanted to comment. I've been criticized for putting on several people talking about Planet X, and certainly one of them is a good friend, Bob Fletcher. But I want people to know that I'm not convinced Planet X is real. It may or it may not be real. But the one reason, of course, we put Bob on, and we will be carrying his video, is because he talked about the fact that the elite are making preparations for some sort of a cataclysmic event. Now, certainly it could be, as he proposes, Planet X, or it could be some sort of a nuclear war or an electromagnetic pulse attack, or certainly some sort of a major event, some sort of a plague hitting the Earth and certainly killing off large parts of the people. There's no question in my mind that there are preparations being made for the elite to survive. That's why they're buying up large quantities of iodine, large quantities of ammunition, large quantities of food, while they have their underground facilities. I do not know about Planet X. I will be quite honest. Maybe it's there, maybe it isn't. We will be carrying Bob Fletcher's DVD. But we're stressing the fact that we believe that a major event is coming, and whether it's based upon a financial collapse or something else, the other things we've mentioned, we'll just have to wait and see how things unfold. But with that as the background, John McKernan has been on the front lines of this battle for many years, trying to educate people about the very real problems that we face from many points of view. John, thanks for being with us this morning, and what are we going to be discussing?
Dr. Stan, your sound really dropped off when the show came on. I was hearing everything fine. I can barely hear you.
All right, fine. Well, all we can do is hope that I will talk a little louder into my phone, and
okay.
When we get to the break, I will ask the all fellows to turn up the sound. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Stan, as you know, the nation is gripped in record cold. And it just so happens at the same time Secretary of State Kerry was in Israel. He just came home about dividing the land. And the last time we had this big cold wave, like just before Christmas, and blizzards in the Northeast, record blizzards, record cold, he was again in Israel to divide the land. And there was actually a record-breaking blizzard in Jerusalem when he was there. And I have this on my blog, the picture of him and Netanyahu standing looking at this blizzard that actually paralyzed not only Jerusalem, but like all of Israel. And this is the continuing documentation that I show that every time the United States tries to divide the land of Israel, an awesome disaster hits. Just before that, in September, we had the massive floods in Colorado. Secretary of State Kerry was once again in Israel at the exact time this happened. I post them on my blog for everybody to see. I document them in my book, As America Has Done to Israel. The frequencies of these disasters are increasing, and the intensities of them are increasing. And right now, where I live in Pennsylvania, it just broke to one degree. But this is continuing, Dr. Stan, and I'm really concerned that come April, Obama and Kerry have given Israel an ultimatum to have the plan in place to divide the land, to divide Jerusalem, and to begin the process to create a Palestinian state. And this, God has been warning us now, really, for for about 20 years with record hurricanes, tornado outbreaks, destroying entire cities like Joplin, or not the entire city, but, you know, huge parts of Joplin being destroyed, hurricanes, record fires, record droughts. I'm able to pinpoint them all happening in connection with what the United States is doing to Israel.
Well, certainly I've seen your material, and it's certainly people will say, well, it's just coincidence, but the timing seems to be so accurate, and certainly people must understand that we live in a physical and material world, and that we can try to explain the things that happen, certainly, all by natural means, certainly natural forces at work. But most people ignore the fact that God is real, and God does bring judgment upon lands and people for certain things they do. So you go right ahead with your premise, because I do believe God does interfere in the affairs of men. And sometimes he does sound a warning, and certainly the last thing I think he wants is exactly what the American current administration wants, and that is to divide Israel. Israel has been retreating for 20 years, forced time after time to cede land in the name of land for peace. Only peace never comes. Go right ahead.
Well, I base all this on God's word. For example, the prophet Obadiah is talking about, I believe, the time we live in. Because in verse 15, he says, the day of the Lord is near upon all heathen or all Gentiles. As thou hast done, in the context is to Israel, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall be upon thine own head. Now, the day of the Lord is the time when Israel is back in the land. And God begins, now, once again, his prophetic plan has to do with Israel. It has to do about the second coming of Jesus Christ with his bride, as he refers to us. He's returning to Jerusalem, to the Mount of Olives. He's going to obliterate, when we look at Zechariah 12 and 14, and we look at Revelation chapter 19, he's going to obliterate the armies that have gathered, which we call Armageddon, to destroy Israel. They will all be destroyed at the second coming of the Lord, and then he's going to set up his millennial reign here on earth. He's going to reign for 1,000 years, and all the promises to Israel that are made in the Bible will be fulfilled. So the Jews are back in the land, Pastor Stan. Now, they were always there, but they're back in great numbers to be a nation. Jerusalem is the capital. They speak Hebrew. Hebrew had been a dead language. It was only used for religious rituals until about 120 years ago. And God began to revive the language as the Jews came back into the land.
Well, hold on, Bob. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest this morning is John McTiernan. We're talking about how you can see God's influence.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the 3 C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, it's Mark the Stan here. Our guest this morning, John McKeon. And John, the ministry, is to point out the relationship between major cataclysmic events and, of course, efforts to damage the state of Israel. And a lot of people say, well, you know, basically, God didn't bring the children of Israel, or children of God, back to the Holy Land. That was certainly the labor Zionists, a very wicked group of people conspiring behind the scenes for 100 years to reestablish the state of Israel. But certainly this was prophesied that the children of Israel would return to the land. Nobody else has ever returned to their homeland. No other nation or group of people have been maintained for 2,000 years, subject to persecution, which has driven them together. But basically now they have their homeland. And suddenly the only larger Jewish population in the world is here in the United States. The United States and Israel are the two centers of the Jewish faith. And suddenly, how do we know, and I personally believe, that God used the labor Zionists, who are a very evil group of people, but that he used them to accomplish his goal, and that is the reestablishment of the state of Israel. And Israel is the key to everything going on today. I personally believe that certainly a lot of people tell me, well, God's going to be coming here in the next few years. Well, before that happens, we have to have one or several major wars there. The war described in Psalm 83, the war described in Ezekiel 38 and 39, major cataclysmic events where millions of people are going to die. Go right ahead, John, with your thoughts.
Well, what's really unique in this, now I've been following this correlation between the United States interfering, it's directly interfering with God's prophetic plan for Israel that's laid out in the scriptures. This has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat stance. This has to do with the policy of the United States, and it started by a Republican, George Bush Senior, in 1991, October 30th, 1991, when he initiated the Madrid peace process. And on that very day, his own home in Kennebunkport, Maine, was destroyed by what we call the perfect storm. On the very day, not a day before or a day after. And then the next president was Bill Clinton. And of course, we all know about the sex scandal with him and the impeachment. Well, the scandal broke at the very time he was meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Yasser Arafat in the White House. He had met with Netanyahu and kind of snubbed him and sent him away because Netanyahu wasn't really cooperating with Clinton. And then he was waiting to meet with Abbas when the sex scandal broke. Arafat. And then about a year, in December, that scandal broke in January. In December, Clinton went to, he didn't really go to Israel. Well, he did go to Israel. He went to Gaza to meet with Arafat about the creation of the Palestinian state. And on that very day, when his plane was landing, he was impeached by the House of Representatives. And, of course, the trial was handled in the Senate. I have this all documented in my book. We're talking about to the very day, Stan. The men that were dividing the land of Israel or attempting to divide it, to attempt to divide Jerusalem, they all reached personal, there was personal judgment on them. One thing more about Bush Sr., at the end of the Gulf War, he had a 92% approval rating. A year later, he was removed from office. Actually, it would have been 93, about a year and a half later. He wasn't reelected. He crashed and burned in the polls. So in addition to his own home being destroyed, he was removed to remain president. Clinton was humiliated. Then we got George Bush Jr. He pressured Israel to pull out of Gaza unilaterally, just to pull out. And on the, not the day, but connected with that was Hurricane Katrina, which destroyed New Orleans, and it affected his credibility with the American people. Now, I'm quoting his own political advisors. They said George Bush never got over Katrina. His presidency never got over it. Well, Katrina happened while he pressured Israel to divide, to pull out of Gaza and create a Palestinian state there, which they did, and Hamas took over, whose whole goal is to destroy Israel. So Israel pulled out of Gaza under the direction of George Bush, and Hamas took over, which is a terrorist state, and Bush's presidency was wrecked all at the same time. And now we come to Barack Obama, and what I've watched about him, Stan, is last year in October, as the very day that the Obamacare began to unfold, Kerry was in Israel having talks about dividing the land, and I'm watching that his popularity is literally melting down at the very time he's pressuring Israel to divide the land. And all of the, like the thing about Obama, I have on my blog so people can see it. They can see what's happening with Obama as he's touching Israel. They can see these record colds, record blizzards in Israel, in Jerusalem, the whole country paralyzed when Kerry is there at the same time. I mean, 30 below, 35, 40 below in Montana and the Dakotas at the very time Kerry is in Israel to divide Jerusalem and divide the land. So there it is, Stan. If we have spiritual eyes to look, we can see the hand of God on America just like it was, in my opinion. It's getting to be just like it was when God dealt with Pharaoh, when he wouldn't let the Jews leave Egypt to go back to what we would call today Israel. Now we could see the reverse, like as God's called the people back to Israel. They've been dispersed for 2,000 years. They're back. His prophetic plan is once again about Israel in motion, and he warns the nations, do not touch the land. Do not touch Jerusalem. And what is the United States doing? It's leading the world and touching the land and trying to divide Jerusalem, and we are suffering, in biblical terminology, like the plagues are coming on us that came on Egypt. They're not that severe yet, but we're heading that way, Stan. So God's word, the authority of his word is being played out right before our very eyes right now, if we have spiritual eyes and we know where to look.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing. One of our good friends is Jewish, and his cousin recently picked up, left a good job here in the United States, and moved his family to Israel, and it's not that easy to get a good job in Israel, but they're there, they're living at a lower living standard than they did here in the United States, and Ari, my friend, has asked his cousin, why did you go? And the cousin said, I don't know, I just felt I was supposed to be here. And I think there are an awful lot of Jews that have gone to Israel. They don't know really why they're going. They've given up certain security and good paying jobs here in the United States or other countries to go to Israel. But I believe that God is drawing the people back there for a purpose. The purpose, I believe, of the leaders of Israel, who I believe are very evil people. They're tied into not Zionism, but labor Zionism, which is a satanic movement. I believe they have an agenda, and they want to see an awful lot of the Jews killed in these coming wars. But I think God does have a plan. We know there are going to be difficult times there, but of course, part of the population is going to survive, and God is going to see to that. And until we can recognize God's hand and the unfolding events, I don't think we can really understand what's happening today. And we will accept what we read in the newspaper or what we're told on television, but people seldom, ever, in the major means of communication, ever point out the relationship between God's plan and unfolding event. So you go right ahead, John.
Well, you're right, Stan. I look at it like we have laws of electricity, we have laws of gravity, and if the stove is hot and you put your hand on it, you're going to get burned. If there's a loose wire with a lot of amperage going through it, volts and amperage, and you touch it, you're going to die. And ignorance is really no excuse, Stan, when it comes to God's Word. So God's Word is laid out there. The President of the United States puts his hand on the Bible to take an oath for the when he becomes president. And in that Bible, there are judgments. Well, there's blessing and cursing. It's not only judgments, but there are blessings and cursing. And one of the blessings is found in Genesis 12:3, speaking to Abraham and his descendants, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. And in Abraham, it says all the families of the earth will be blessed. And I believe that that is the blessings are coming through Jesus Christ. But so it's in the Word, Stan. It's in the Word all what God will do to nations that go down the road of America. And it's not only touching Israel. It's the homosexual agenda, homosexual marriage. There's all sorts of warnings in Scripture about enshrining sin, about making sin an ordinance. And we're doing all of it, Stan, as a nation. America is doing it's like ancient Israel provoking the Lord. So it's laid out in his Word, and God is warning. He always warns before judgment. For example, the Lord Jesus warned the nation of Israel of the coming destruction of the country in Jerusalem by the Romans. Prophet after prophet, I guess culminating with Jeremiah, warned ancient Israel about the sin and the coming judgment of the Babylonians, and they didn't believe it. They did not believe it. The judgment came. The nation was destroyed. The same is happening to America now, Stan.
I think
God is
right.
Giving us warning.
If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But we must never forget that God is real. God is needed. Manipulating the things and guiding the course of history. The terrible times lie ahead, and I think terrible times lie ahead for America, because America once certainly was a Christian nation. It's no longer a Christian nation. And when we have some things like here in California, where now if a boy thinks that he's a girl, he can go in and use the girl's bathroom, the girl's shower, and certainly the girl's lavatory. What madness is this? And same-sex marriage. I mean, if homosexuals want to live together, that's their business, but to call it marriage, it is to deprecate the ordinance that God created between men and women to reproduce. And that was his plan for the world, and we're doing everything we can to disrupt it. And the difficulty is, of course, that the Christian church is not speaking out on these issues. They're talking about the Word of God, but they're not talking about the fact that God does bring judgment upon people and upon nations that turn against him. And certainly America, once a great Christian nation, has turned against God. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, our guest this morning is John McTernan, talking about the relationship between America's foreign policy and certainly God's bringing judgment and cataclysmic events on America and certainly on Israel. John, go right ahead. We've got just about 30 seconds before the break.
Oh, okay, Stan. Well, if the United States continues on this course of interfering with God's prophetic plan, and it seems to be coming to a head in January.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management and Greeley ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, John McTernan. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But before we go on, John, will you go ahead and tell us how to get in touch with your website, and then we do have a caller. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's very easy to get to my website. It's usaprophecy.com, usaprophecy.com. And I have three blogs. One is John McTernan's Insights, and that's what we're talking about now, current events directly relating to the Bible. I report them on my blog. So, Dr. Stan, what, God is not hiding anything. It's right usually front page, like Kerry in Israel, record disastrous weather in America, record tornadoes, record flooding. It's right there for everybody to see, and I just picked that off and put it on my blog and keep a record of it. I have a second one, Dr. Stan, and I know that you're real interested in this one. I call it the 666 surveillance system, and this is the, I keep a running tab on technology and how it's developing a system that we will never, people will never be able to get out of. The government will have complete control of every area of our life, and that is coming at incredible speed. Then I also have a health section where I put cutting edge information to keep people healthy. I call it the, this medical system, I call it the Babylonian medical system compared to God's health system. My books are on it, brochures, everything I have is on usaprophecy.com.
Okay, fine. Now we do have a caller again. Our number is 877-254-7524. Who's calling in?
Hello. Karl Marx, Leon Trotsky, Hitler were Jews who were communists. But you know, you could say Hitler was something else, but he was a communist, really. Anyway, Kerry sided with the communists.
Yes, Dr.
Can
Stan?
You address why, what does, it just seems like
Stan?
The communists are pressuring, Israel. And part of them are communists too. So
I don't understand. Hold just a moment. What is it, John?
I can't hear anything.
All right, fine. I hope that our producer back there in the studio.
No, I hear you fine. No, I hear you fine, but I couldn't. I hear you fine now, but I couldn't hear the caller at all.
All right, fine. Well, would you speak up again? Just speak much louder, please. And otherwise, I'll have to repeat it.
Okay. Karl Marx, Leon Trotsky, Hitler were Jews. They were communists. Hitler was, I forgot what else you call that. Anyway, Kerry sided with the communists in Vietnam. Obama's got nothing but communists or those groups associated with him since he's 10, starting with Frank Marshall Davis. So if we don't talk about the real people who are taking over, meaning the communists and the Illuminati and the Islamic jihad stuff, well, we aren't addressing
did you hear this? Basically, our caller is saying, look, the communists behind everything going on today, and then he points out that many of the communists were Jewish and that we should be talking about that. How would you respond to that?
That the communists, say that again, Dr. Stan?
Well, first of all, that the communists are the major force in the world today. And that many of the communists, whether it be Trotsky or Lenin or were Jews. Many of the communists are Jews. Hitler was partly Jewish, and that we should be talking about that rather than other things. We can't understand going on unless we understand the communist influence in our government today. How would you respond to what she's saying?
Well, is the caller trying to blame everything on the Jews?
Well, at least
he's
pointing out that these people were Jewish. So basically,
yeah,
why else would you bring it out unless you're trying to tie the Jewish people into the problems that are going on?
Well, and it's amazing, Stan, how that's like, you know, Islam blames everything on the Jews. The Jews are worldwide 16 million people. In the United States, they're about 6 million, and then the rest are 6 million in Israel, another 6 million throughout the world. The Arabs, the Muslims, blame everything on the Jews, everything. Hitler, this stuff about Hitler part Jewish, I mean, what was it, possibly his grandfather was, you know, possibly on that?
Sure.
There'd be no communism without the Jews? Is that what she's trying to say?
No, I'm saying that they're infiltrated in the Jewish community.
And if you look on the other side of the coin, how many noble winners have been Jews that have done fantastic stuff in medicine and science? The bottom line is God still has a covenant with them. They are back in the land.
The thing is that there is a world satanic conspiracy. Some of the people who are satanic are Jews. Some of them are Protestants. Some of them are Catholic. It is a satanic conspiracy. But to bring up the fact that this is a communist conspiracy, communism has been financed by people here in the United States since its inception, and behind those people financing communism are powerful satanic forces. That is what everybody wants to do. They want to divert our attention to communism. This is a world satanic conspiracy, but God, of course, is ultimately in control. It is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, in my estimation. Well, how would you respond
to
that?
You're absolutely right, Stan. I mean, that was very eloquent, what you said. And the problem with the United States, you know, I get emails all the time, like, the media has done this to America. I don't know. This has caused the school system, this and that. But that's the symptom. The problem is the hearts of the American people. The overwhelming majority no longer fear God, no longer believe the Bible. And the void in America is being filled by evil people. That's the problem. It's a political, it's a spiritual problem that's working its way out in politics and in education and in the military and all. So what we need is an outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. That's the remedy for this. The remedy isn't saying, well, the problem is Hollywood. Hollywood is a symptom that there's something wrong with America because millions of people are watching what Hollywood produces.
You're absolutely right. Does our caller have anything else to say before we let her go? I guess we lost our caller. Well, our telephone number again is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But do not let people get you off track, pointing to the danger of communism. Yes, communism is a terrible and evil thing, and it's being funded today by the United States. Why have we changed our tax laws to encourage American corporations to move to China where they don't have to pay income tax and we charge them a 35% corporate tax to remain here? Why? Because we want to build up the threat of communist China. The same thing is true. I mean, who is it? Is primarily one of the major funders of Russia who built, who drilled their oil wells and their natural gas wells to make them the major a source of oil and natural gas in the world by the United States, and we provided the money for it. We create the enemy, and then we point to the enemy and say, get behind the leaders of this country, and the whole thing is satanic, and they're using our military and financial.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr.
is Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, John McTernan. Our number is 877-254-7524. And John's ministry is certainly aimed at constantly focusing our attention on the fact that as events unfold throughout the world, we can always explain them on a political basis. But of course, John explains them on a spiritual basis and points out that so often when America is doing the wrong thing or bringing pressure on Israel, why, of course, some terrible cataclysmic event occurs here in the United States. And if it occurred once or twice or three or four times, you could say it was coincidence, but time after time after time after time, you'll find these events unfolding. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, John.
Well, yeah, Stan, through the years, you know, I've been on your show, I don't know how many times now, but each time I come on, there's things that I can update regarding disasters hitting America, how they're connected either directly to the day of what America is doing to Israel or the homosexual agenda, homosexual marriage. I document this in my blog, how incredible disasters are hitting America on days like this. God is trying to warn us. God loves America, Stan. And he doesn't want to judge us. But the church, we don't seem to think it's our responsibility to intercede before the Lord, to cry out to him, to beseech him for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's almost, Stan, like the fear of God has been drained out of the church. Because I could, and I know you could, we could sit here for an hour, and we could talk about all the evils in the nation, and we could talk about Obama as being president. Well, maybe Obama is president because America, the church, has lost the salt. America is looking at things politically, the church now, rather than spiritually. And we haven't interceded, and there's an open shot now for evil to come into power. It's not accident. It's not a coincidence that this man is in power. Where are God's people, Stan? Where are they in this? God's doing his part. He's warning us. It's all laid out in the Word. Where are the pastors in the pulpit, you know, calling for days of fasting and interceding for the nation and an outpouring of the Holy Spirit? It seems in my ministry, as I've crossed around the nation, and most of my ministry is on radio shows like yours and seminars, prophetic seminars, home studies. The churches don't want to seem to hear this message, Stan. They just
You're absolutely
don't.
Right. Well, we've got a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Mike.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for the guest, Mr. McTernan. I would appreciate if there would be some specific scriptures that you would read out, because you keep referring to the Word, but you have yet to quote a single scripture. So how about
I quoted Obadiah 1:15, if you're listening, and I'd be glad to give you more scripture.
Fine, I'll hang up. I really don't. I just want to listen. Okay.
Yeah. I've already quoted Obadiah 1:15, which I'll re-quote, Stan. I'll give three verses.
All right, go ahead.
Actually, we'll go into Zechariah chapter 12. And the context of Zechariah 12:13-14 is the day of the Lord, which is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And this is what it says: Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. We go to verse 6. And that day I will make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they shall devour all people round about. That's talking about the military power of Israel before the second coming of Jesus Christ, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. the Bible is crystal clear that the Jews are coming back. Verse 6 tells us that. And that Jerusalem is going to be a Jewish city again. It's going to be, Israel's going to be a nation. It's going to be very powerful. God is going to destroy all the nations that try and tamper with, try and divide Jerusalem. Verse 9, Zechariah 12, 9. It shall come to pass in that day, I will seek to destroy all nations that come against Jerusalem. I don't know how many times the Lord has to say this in the Bible. Joel chapter 3, verse 2. I will gather all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. That's right outside of Jerusalem. And I will judge with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and divided my land. God is going to ultimately judge all the nations because they have attempted to divide the land of Israel. And right now he's warning America because that's exactly what the United States is doing. God has brought the Jews back. His plan is all laid out. He's telling the nations, do not touch Jerusalem. Do not divide the land. Do not touch my people or you will be judged. Obadiah 1:15. For the day of the Lord is near upon all heathen. The day of the Lord is the second coming of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. His feet will stand that day on the Mount of Olives, the Bible says. And Zechariah also says, the Lord Jesus, or the Lord is coming, and all his saints with him. So Obadiah 1:15 says, for the day of the Lord is near upon all heathen. As you have done, it shall be done unto you. Your reward shall be upon your own head. If you look at the context of Obadiah, it's talking about Israel. And it's talking about dividing the land of Israel, destroying Jerusalem. It's talking about attempting to murder the Jewish people. You'll see that in Obadiah 1 through 14. And then Obadiah 15 talks about the day we live in. If you act like they did in the old times, that it'll be done to you. And God warns in there, do not touch the nation of Israel, or it'll be done to you. So America right now is on this course to divide the land, to divide Jerusalem, to create a Palestinian state, which God says, don't do it. I am going to expand Israel to fulfill my prophetic word. The United States is doing just the opposite. Starts with Bush, goes to Clinton, continues with Bush, and now with Obama. And we are right.
We're out of time. God bless, John. Thanks much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Stan.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, this is Dr. Dan, and I think that John has a fascinating ministry. I think that the information he compiles is well worthwhile you're considering. Because remember, God does work in the affairs of men. And as we look and see what's unfolding today throughout the world, and we try to explain it philosophically, so much of what's going on just doesn't make sense. Why would John Kerry be insisting that Israel can have a peace by giving up land when they gave up Gaza? They did not get any peace at all. They've given up other areas of land. They gave up the Sinai. They didn't get peace. But you have to understand that there is a satanic force working at the highest level of our government. John Kerry happens to be come from the Trilateral Commission, and if you look at their logo, go to their website, trilateral.org, and if you look very carefully, you'll see their logo is three sixes bound together by an upside-down broken cross. If you don't know what it is, you're not going to see it, but understand there are Luciferian forces at work in our society today, and we're involved in this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization is under attack because Christian leaders are not speaking out and explaining to the people what's really going on, which is why I do what I do. Radio Liberty can be heard 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. You can listen 4 hours a day at our website, radioliberty.com, to our other programs. This program is not listed there, but certainly you can hear it here through the American Freedom Network. But of radioliberty.com. You go there, go to the area on the video, and certainly you can listen to our, pardon me, the, where it says listen, you can actually get our programs there. Well, anyway, we do hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and helping us as we reach out, certainly across America, across the world, by the miracles of AM radio and FM radio and internet radio and shortwave radio and telephone. You can get our afternoon programs on telephone if you have unlimited minutes, our satellite if you have a satellite receiver. But it's a matter of reaching as many people as we can. And what's rewarding to me is the realization that people are listening. People are telling people, and more people are beginning to understand what's really going on. If you'd like to become part of our team, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, we certainly hope many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you should. And then lend it to somebody else. Get them to read it. Our talk, I would suggest, certainly, on Agenda 21, the covert plan is important. Well, we have our four CD sets on the secret government, certainly on secret societies. If you haven't read, certainly Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, we carry that. We carry so many books taking you into the background of the secret societies and cabals that exist today. But behind all of this, these powerful spiritual forces. So again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and if you go there, well, you can watch our DVDs, which are posted. You can certainly listen to our radio programs, which are posted. Why, you can read our newsletters. Certainly, we have a section called Other Videos on the Web, and certainly you can watch those. We try to post something there every day or two, certainly some video or DVD, which we think is important. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our family, for our staff, for our position protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.